Okay, hi. My name is Alexander Hodges. I'm 17 and I am talking with my dad, Terry, about his disability and all that kind of fun stuff. Yeah, it's not fun. Dad, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself?
My name is Terry Hodges. I'm 56 years old. I live with my wife and two kids, Alexander being ours, mine and my wife's. We met on the internet 19 years ago, and as I said, 19 years together. She was in Florida, I was in California. I went out there, then she moved out here with me.
Okay, cool. I wasn't born in Florida because my parents actually love me. Okay,
Amen.
that was really mean, but I guess it's kind of true. Okay, that was actually very mean. All right, anyways, what happened to you that caused your disability?
On September 7th, 1984, at 4:45 p.m., a truck came into the tire shop that I worked at, which was here in Chico, and the tire company had contracts with various trucking companies in the city, and one of them companies came in with a dual inside flat on the driver's side, and it was 4:45, and it was like, get on it, get it done, and let's close shop at 5:30. So went out to get on it, got underneath the truck, jacked it up, secured it with a jack stand, and while I was doing this, another guy that worked there named Bernardo, he was taking off the tires. Now the dual inside flat means that the truck had dual tires in the rear. The inside means it's the inside tire. He took the outside tire off, was taking the inside tire off. As soon as the inside tire got removed, the jack blew out, came down, the jack stand gave out, and it crushed me. I was kind of semi-conscious underneath the truck, and then the next thing I knew, I was outside the truck by what's called a dunk tank. The dunk tank is where if a car comes in with a flat tire, you put air in the tire, you put the tire in the tank, you throw the switch, it dunks the tire, you mark where the air is coming out, there's where your leak is, you pass the tire. The next thing I knew, I was in Inlo Hospital.
Do you remember any like specific things that were like going on with like your body or anything? If you don't mind sharing,
Yeah,
obviously.
it pushed some of my innards out, and I've had to have a number of surgeries. The great results of all of it is my legs to this day still get numb, sometimes stay numb for days, and my right arm is quite weak and it gets very numb as well.
Okay, that doesn't sound like it's fun.
Not in the least bit.
No.
Still isn't.
Yeah. And then you've been dealing with this for how long?
Many, many years.
Yeah. Okay. So like all that pain happened after the surgeries and such, or was
The
it?
pain was there after the injury,
Okay.
but after the surgeries, I've had to deal with other things like addiction to pain medication, many, many doctors, physical therapy. And I got addicted to pain medication, mainly like Norcos and sleeping pills. They led to other things, which were street drugs.
Let me stop you right there because the next question actually does kind of have a little bit to do with that, which is the aftermath. What happened to your life? Like, what changed since it happened? Like, probably from after it happened, like, to now? Like, a short, like, kind of timeline?
Okay, after I got released from the hospital, I stayed at the residence with my first wife and our three kids. And over time of not adjusting well to being disabled and having to take numerous pain meds and other medications, I became addicted to Norcos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that.
I believe mainly because anytime I felt more pain than I was used to, I was taking the pills.
Mm-hmm.
I got addicted to them, and that led to the use of heroin and cocaine and alcohol, and I smoked marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So after years of that, I looked in the mirror and told myself, this ain't you. When I first got hurt, I was 205 pounds. When I looked in the mirror, I was 96 pounds.
Jeez.
So I figured the choice was to get clean or die. So I chose to get clean.
How long have you been clean? Like, date and such?
I would say that it was around July of 1990 is when I quit using drugs altogether and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an exact date in July, I couldn't give you. Mid-July of 1990. I've been clean for 29 years.
Jeez.
I haven't touched any alcohol, I haven't touched any cocaine, I haven't touched any heroin. Now don't get me wrong, I ain't no saint. I don't drink alcohol, cocaine or heroin any longer, but I do still smoke my marijuana.
Yeah, for pain and all that?
For pain and appetite. I take a lot of meds, and I choose not to eat because you really don't get much of an appetite on them.
Mm.
And the pot gets me the munchies, so I eat.
Hey.
Since that time, and I contribute to the drug use and smoking of cigarettes, which I still do, I've had bypass surgery, double bypass surgery.
Yeah, that was when I was like turning 3, right?
Yeah. And it is what it is. You make your bed when you do the things you do in your life, and you got to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
I made my bed by working for my family. It cost me my family. It cost me drug addictions.
Yeah.
Lots of money, lots of health problems. But I'm still here, and I think of all of it, I think one of the best things that's came out of it is I've always been pretty honest, but I won't lie to you because I figure that lying to you would be lying to myself, and that's to anybody. I'm pretty honest with everybody, and it's easier to tell the truth and to know the stories anywhere along the path of truth than it is to tell a lie and have to sit and think about what you said to give you an answer to follow up with a lie.
Yeah, you've actually told me that a few times, so I understand. So basically, after, you know, all of that, and you got clean and all of that, has, you know, your pain still been about the same as it was since the accident? Has it gotten worse? Has it gotten any better?
I go to pain management, so they burn the nerves, so I can't feel. They burn nerves in my back, so I can't feel the pain as bad as it's been.
Mm-hmm.
But back to where it was way back when, I'm still taking the Norcos, but under a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is in charge of all my meds. She gives them according to what the prescriptions are, and the Vicodin are still on an as-needed basis. The main thing about it is I have no addictions to them. there's days I don't use them, and there's days that I do.
Okay, so you'd say that your pain is better and more tolerable now?
You learn to live with the pain that comes with things you've done in your youth.
Yeah. Okay. Who really has, like, helped you the most with, like, your disability? Like, who really, like, helps you, like...
That would be Rose.
My mommy.
Your mom.
mommy.
The thing about Rose is she, to this day, really cares about the level of pain I'm in, whether I'm eating, whether I'm taking all my meds, am I doing my exercise, am I still trying to quit smoking cigarettes. And make sure that I get to all my appointments. I still have a number of doctors that I see and a number of doctor's appointments I have to deal with.
Yeah. So definitely mom is a big help.
Your mother's my hero.
Yeah, I definitely do see that in the house a lot. Mom really does care about you, and I really do appreciate that, because it's like, I don't know, it's just nice to see.
I've known a lot of couples that have split up over much less than she's had to deal with for 19 years.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking with me. I know you don't really like to talk about like what happened because of like the trauma surrounding it.
It will be pretty much a night of no rest.
Yeah.
One of the things about it is it doesn't matter how long ago something happens, but if it's a traumatic event in your life, you relive it thousands and thousands and thousands of times through the nightmares, the bad days. I keep a lot of this to myself, but Alexander asked me if I could be open and honest about it for a class project, so here I am. If you can't help your kids out, you're wasting everybody's time. Believe me, it will be a restless night.
Yeah. Thank you for talking to me. I really do appreciate that.
You're very welcome. I love you. I'll do anything in the world for you.
I love you too. Thanks.
You're welcome, Beth.